用明亮之星、早晨之子做题目，跟大家来互相学习。
And this evening, I would like to use the topic of O Lucifer, Son of the Morning, as a mutual encouragement.
我们现在翻开以赛亚书第十四章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章的第十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
十四章的十二节说：“明亮之星、早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？”你这功败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上
verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations.
我们读圣经，现在读以赛亚书，从第十三章开始到二十三章，这是专门在论列邦的预言末世。
And so, in reading the book of Isaiah, starting from chapter 13 to chapter 23, are the prophecies against the nations.
那这一段圣经呢，都是在讲到跟以色列选民有关的周围的列邦各国。
And it's all talking about the nations that were around the kingdom of Israel.
论到这些周围的外邦人，其实目的是为了神的选民的缘故。
And so these prophecies are against these nations are all because of the people of God.
就是要让他们知道神要怎么样对待这些列邦，因为这些人都跟神的选民有一些互动。
And because these neighboring nations all had interactions with the people of God.
有时候是敌对的，有时候是友好的。
Sometimes they were enemies, other times they were beneficial to them.
但先知的宣告跟这个预言呢，其实表明这位神不但是以色列的神，也是列邦的神。
And so, however, these prophecies show that not only is God the God of Israel, but He is the God of all nations.
他是宇宙和历史的主宰。
And He is the one in control of everything and as well history.
所以他的权柄他的能力不是只有在他的选民身上而已。
So his authority and power is not only for his people.
神借着对这些列邦的预言，实际上要表明他惩罚他的选民以色列国度是因着他的公义。
And so it is through these prophecies to the nations, it is to show to Israel that it is through God's righteousness.
因为选民犯罪。
Because of the sin of the people.
那可是从神的作为来看，也要因着这些列邦的罪，神也要刑罚这些列邦各国。
However, when we look at these nations, we can see that God will also judge all these nations.
所以我们就看到这段预言呢，其实让但是预告将来一定会成就的事情，是以后才会发，可能很多年之后才会发生的事实。
So these are prophecies that might happen, that will happen maybe many years later on.
但是神就透过先知这样传讲，其实要给各邦列国的人都有一个警惕，知道这位神是轻慢不得的，不可以随便的认为说神不知道，他们可以为所欲为。
And so this is a warning to all the nations that they cannot pretend that God doesn't know what they are doing.
所以从第十三章开始，你就看到一连串的以赛亚、亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得到末世，他就开始论哪一个国度。
And so starting from verse 13, chapter 13, we will see how there's different prophecies towards the different nations.
所以在这个十三章第一节就说以赛亚他得到末世，论巴比伦。
In chapter 13, verse 1, it says, The burden against Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos.
然后之下去，一直到从第十五章、十七章，你一直看到第二十三章，它都是同样一个模式在描述他所得到的信息是从神来的。
And so in chapter 15 and all the way until chapter 23, it keeps repeating that this prophecy or burden is from the Lord.
所以就是要让借着先知的预告，让我们看到神公义的作为。
So through the warning from the prophet, we are able to see God's righteous work.
神至终是会介入人间的历史里面。
How God enters into mankind's history.
他要施行他的拯救。
And to show how he is able to save.
他要让 各万国的人都看见他是一个圣洁公义的神，又是充满慈爱的神。
And to show that all the nations that he is a holy and righteous God, as well as he is a merciful God.
在这一段经文当中，十三章、十四章是特别论巴比伦的。
And so in chapters 13 and 14 are burdens against Babylon.
这是在先知在预言的时代，那个时候的巴比伦还没有真正兴起。
And so for this, the Babylon at the time had not become very flourishing.
那时候真正对以色列的国度具有威胁性的是亚述帝国。
And at this time, it was the kingdom of Assyria that was of great danger to the kingdom of Israel.
因为当时候亚述应该是已经把北国以色列把它灭亡了。
And because at the time, the kingdom Assyria had already taken over the northern kingdom of Israel.
那个巴比伦还是在亚述的这个权势底下一个小的国度而已，
and 一个
小的国家。
And at the time, Babylon was just a small nation underneath the control of the Assyrians.
可是这个时候，以赛亚先知已经预告他将会是何等的荣耀，但是他已经看到他的败亡了。
And so, however, at this time, Isaiah saw that how glorious Babylon would be, but at the same time, he saw their destruction.
所以十三章的第十九节哈。
And so, in chapter 13, verse 19.
十三章十九节说，巴比伦素来为列国的荣耀，为加勒底人所惊夸的华美。
Verse 19, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride.
但是。这样一个很重要的国度，最后会像神所倾覆的索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
Will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
那这个国度最后是二十节说，其内必永无人烟，世世代代无人居住， 很荒凉。
Verse 20, it will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. So it's desolate.
那就是第二十一节说，就只有野兽哈，旷野的野兽就躺在那边筑巢啊，筑窝。
21, but wild beasts of the deserts will lie there.
所以这一直是预告说，巴比伦他受刑罚的日子临近了，他的日子不长久了。
And so this is to show that the time for the judgment against Babylon is near.
那他的预言大概两百年之后，一百多年，快两百年之后就实现了。
So from about 100 to 200 years later, this prophecy was fulfilled.
然后到第十四章，他就开始在写为巴比伦所做的哀歌了。
And so in chapter 14 is a lament again for the kingdom of Babylon.
所以第十四章一开始的时候就说，最后这个被掳的选民会归回。
And in chapter 14, talks about how the people who were taken captive will be able to return to their land.
他们被这个有权势的王辖制毁灭哀声叹气。
And this, they would have wept and cried because of this king who had given them hard bondage and were taken advantage of them.
但是他们即将要得到安息了。
But then they will be able to find rest.
所以第三节，十四章的第三节说，当主使你脱离愁苦烦恼，并人勉强你做的苦工，得享安息的日子，一个日子，一个平安的日子会来到。
It shall come to pass the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve. So a day of rest is coming.
那第四节就说，那你这个时候你就会提说这个诗歌来论巴比伦王。
Or that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon.
所以从第四节开始，我们就看到是以诗歌的形态在描述这个巴比伦王是怎么样败亡的。
And so
starting
from verse 4, it's a description of how the kingdom of Babylon will fall.
那我们就看，如果是一般在写哀歌的时候，那个这个内容基本上都是充满哀伤的，很阴沉的那种描述法。
And so when it's a lament, it seems it should be very sorrowful and sad.
那是像耶利米哀歌在写耶路撒冷城被毁灭的时候，那个真的整个。书里面所呈现的都是非常恐怖，让人看了心情都很阴暗的那个一个描述方式。
And so in the book of Lamentations, when it records the fall of the kingdom of Jerusalem, it just makes the heart ache in how it's described.
或者是我们之前看大卫他在为扫罗跟约拿单的死亡写哀歌的时候也是一样。
Or when David wrote a lament for Jonathan, it's also very similar.
但是这一个 以赛亚书十四章的这一个论巴比王 的这个诗歌却不是这样子。
However, this lament for the king of Babylon is not like this.
他现在却是用一种反过来很讽刺的手法来形容这个王一死的时候，大家是何等的欢喜。
And however, because it's sort of mock a taunt in the sense that once the king of Babylon dies, then people will rejoice.
就是再怎么强的王，最后也是会死的。
That no matter how powerful a king is, at the end they will die.
哦，第四节，所以这个就是欺压人的何竟灭席灭，强暴的何竟止息，这个都是哀歌会有的描述。为什么啊？今天这个王也落到这个地步了。
How the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. So how such a great king has fallen.
哦，就好像大卫为扫罗所写的哀歌，就是大英雄何竟死亡呢？哦，也是一样。为什么大英雄最后战死在战场上
？And that's how David, when he wrote the lament for Saul, saying, "How can such a mighty man fall?"
哦，那这个王一死的时候，哇，大家都很欢喜的。
However, when this king dies, everyone is rejoicing.
你看现在 第七节说全地都得安息了，享平静了，人都发声欢呼了。
In verse 7 it says, the whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth into singing.
第八节就说松树跟黎巴嫩的香柏树都因你欢乐说，自从你扑倒，没有人上来再砍伐我们的。
Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us.
哦，所以这个诗歌里面用那个树哦，用这个比喻来描述这个树，各种不同的树是怎么样的欢呼喜乐，然后觉得他们现在可以啊再一次的得到昌盛了。
And so this uses a lot of parables from the trees to show how the people are once again rejoicing.
因为那个砍伐他们的已经倒了嘛。
Because the person that is to cut them down has fallen.
那在以赛亚书三十七章啊，那在描述这个亚述帝国来攻打神的国度的时候，那是也是这样描述的。
And so in Isaiah chapter 37, when the kingdom of Assyria was coming to attack Jerusalem, it was also described in this way.
对，我们看以赛亚书的三十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 37.
三十七章啊，我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
他说：“你借你的臣仆辱骂主说。”我率领许多战车上山顶，我到黎巴嫩极深之处，我要砍伐其中高大的香柏树和佳美的松树，我必上极高之处，进入肥田的树林。
24, by your servants you have reproached the Lord, and said, by the multitude of my chariots I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter its farthest height to its fruitful forest.
哦，如果你看第二十一节就看到，这个就是当时候那个亚述王啊，当时所讲的那个夸大的话。
And so in verse 21, we can see that this is the word, proud words of the king of Assyria.
哦，所以你看，高大的香柏树、佳美的松树都被砍伐倒了。
Saying that I will cut down all the tall trees and its choice cypress trees.
所以用树被砍倒来啊，形容那个这个王是何等的征服，怎样来征服这个啊国家。
And so for it uses cutting down these tall trees to show how the king will destroy a nation.
但是现在这个王也死了。
But this king has died.
不管他怎么厉害，他也是会死的。
No matter how powerful he is.
所以呢，现在他死了之后呢，啊，就换了一个情景，哈，很不一样了。
And so after his death, it's very different.
第十四章的第九节说，你下到阴间哦，阴间就因为你震动，哦，来迎接你。
And so in verse 9 it says, hell from beneath is excited about you.
那又因为你惊动在世成为首领的阴魂，这是死人的意思，并使那成为列国君王的都离位站起来迎接你了。
To me, at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth has raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations.
哦，那就好像哇，这个巴比伦王一来的时候，哇，大家都很高兴啊。站起来迎接他，地狱里面的迎新大会，哇，这个加入一个新的
so,
有权柄的王，现在在我们当中呢。
And it's the image of how all the people in hell are going to welcome the king of Babylon.
那个就是说，你看他曾经不可一世，但是最后他也是沦为在阴间里面啊灭亡里面的其中一个，最后也是一堆黄土而已。
And before being, even though he was so great, but in death he's the same as all of them.
哦，那所以那么他们就。这些 列国的君王被他打败了，列国君王就跟他说了，第十节，他们都要发言对你说，你也变成软弱像我们一样吗？你也成了我们的样子吗？
So all the kings of the nation will say to the king of Babylon, verse 10, they all shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us?
哦，那最后他们用第十二节说，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？
Verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning.
哦，这个就是说，今天在世上，在不管再怎么样啊，有权柄啊，有知识，再怎么样令人惊吓的，最后也是难逃死亡这个命运的。
However, so this is to illustrate that no matter how powerful or great a person is in this world, at the end, they will have to face death.
他死亡的时候跟一般的世人都一样的。
And in dying and death, they are the same as everyone else.
所以这一首哀歌其实第十节已经说明他是在论巴比伦王的。
And in verse 4 for this lament, it's already talking about the king of Babylon.
但是如果从第十二节以下看呢，其实他并没有指是哪一个王，故特定的哪一个对象是这样子。
However, from verse 12 onward, it doesn't specifically mention who it is exactly talking about.
他曾经是攻败列国的，最后他也是被砍倒在地上。
That he was going against nations, but now has also fallen.
哦，因为从第十三节开始以后，就看到说这是一个非常骄傲的人。一个对象。
And from verse 13, we can see that this person is a very proud person.
所以传统上认为这一段是以赛亚先知呢，他在借着论巴比伦王不可一世的这个那时候的强大骄傲所导致的灭亡，来描写撒旦跟他堕落的经过。
And so traditionally, this passage is Isaiah using the king of Babylon and his pride to show or symbolize how Satan falls.
就是最后他虽然很骄傲很强大，最后他也是坠落阴间死亡。
So even though he was so proud and arrogant, but at the end he still died.
那现在这个明亮之星早晨之子，他本来在天上的，想要跟神同等啊，最后也是落到同样的下场。
So, O Lucifer, son of morning, meaning that he was in the sky, wanting to be like God, but in the end, he was cut down to the ground.
所以如果我们从整个灵界的角度来看，巴比伦王之所以那么有权势，其实也是在神的允许底下，是神所用的一个仆人。
And so, even though Babylon might be such a great nation, but it is still a servant of the used as a servant for the Lord.
他是神用来特别要来教训神的选民，要让他们回转，是要成为神刑罚选民的工具而已。
And it is an instrument of judgment that he uses to turn his people back to him.
但是现在巴比伦他很邪恶，他所做的远远超过神要他所做的。
But we see that Babylon is very wicked, that they go beyond what God allows.
所以我们看到巴比伦同时也是魔鬼撒旦要用的工具。
And so Babylon becomes an instrument for Satan as well to use.
就是有一个权势在后面在影响他，在引导他的作为。
That there's a force behind it that is guiding in its work.
所以这是这个我们就看到在圣经里面给我们一些线索，灵界里面有些看不到的力量，不是不存在，而是我们要特别的警醒。
And so the Bible shows that there are some spiritual elements that we need to be alert with, even though we cannot see.
这个明亮的星，早晨之子，就是他在早晨黎明要之前的时候，他是一个很天边一样很亮的一颗星。
And so this is,
发光的。
This is the sun of the morning, so it's a very bright light shining.
但是这颗星不管在多亮，等到太阳出来的时候，它就不见了。
And however, this star, no matter how bright it is, when the sun comes out, it disappears.
所以马拉基书里面就在预告，在预言说主耶稣基督来到，像公义的日头出现在人间呢。
And so in the book of Malachi, it prophesies that when Jesus Christ comes, it will be like a new day that is coming.
我们如果看马拉基书第四章的第二节。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4, verse 2.
马拉基书四章二节说：“但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现。”其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥犊。
Verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves.
所以这个在预言这个救主耶稣基督出现。
And this is a prophecy concerning the appearing of Jesus Christ, the Savior.
这个就是主耶稣，他是黑暗当中的大光。
So Jesus Christ, the light in darkness.
他是要来让人明白神是圣洁公义的神。
And he is to come to let people know that God is holy and righteous.
那这个公义的日头，他所有的光线，就是他的翅膀，其实意思就是他神的那个翅膀是可以医治人，可以保护人的。
And this sun of righteousness, his wings is able to heal people.
那所以这个耶稣基督是公义的日头啊。
So Jesus Christ is the sun of righteousness.
所以当黑暗最深，就是黎明前的黑暗，这个日头即将出现。
So in the day, when the darkness comes,
最后这个明亮的星啊，就坠落了，就不见了。
And this sun of righteousness disappears.
所以也是预告说啊，当啊主耶稣的神的国度出现的时候，其实最后魔鬼的作为，他的权势就即将要啊坠落消除。
And so when Jesus Christ appears, that means that the power of the devil in the darkness and will disappear.
那可是我们今天在读这段经文的时候，我们要看到圣经所留给我们的提醒。
So when we look at this passage, we need to look at the reminders that it gives to us.
这里特别用明亮之星，早晨之星，明亮之星就是它发光的东西。
So it uses Lucifer, which is something meaning the something that is shining.
那其实这个并不是一个专有名词。
Actually, this is not a name.
哦，因为在新约的时代，彼得呢，他曾经也是这样子用发光的这个发光像光。光明的会发亮的来形容主耶稣基督。
And because Peter also used this shining light to illustrate Jesus.
我们如果看彼得后书第一章啊。
If we look at Second Peter chapter one.
彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter chapter one.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说：“我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。”
19. And we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
你看这个这里说晨星哈，这个就是早晨的星，它其实也是指的是发光的啊，跟这个 Lucifer 是一样的。
And so this morning star is also shining, and so it's the same as Lucifer.
那主耶稣基督哦，他在最后启示录二十二章哈，他在自我介绍的时候，他还是这样写啊。
And in Jesus Christ, when he is describing himself in Revelation chapter 22, he also writes about himself.
好，所以启示录二十二章的第十六节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 16.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。
16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
那主耶稣说他是明亮的晨星。
So Jesus Christ himself says he is the bright and the morning star.
所以其实这是一个形容词。
So this is actually a saying.
现在在以赛亚书里面，他在描述这个曾经非常有权柄，但是心里却是很高傲的。这个会发光，好像众人都敬仰的。最后他的结局是什么？
And so this in Isaiah, this is illustrating that something that was so bright and so glorious, but because of its pride was fallen.
我们就看到在灵界里面，这个明亮之星，它曾经是很有权柄，也是在神面前很受重视的。
So,
就好像基督也是神，他说我是晨星一样。
And so this morning star was very glorious, and was before God, just like how Jesus Christ is very glorious.
但是最后他是坠落，从天坠落。
But for this morning star, you can see that it's falls from heaven.
我们今天是主耶稣的门徒。
So today we are the disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们效法基督。
We follow Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说他是晨星，明亮的晨星。
If Jesus Christ says that he is the morning, bright and morning star.
那我们，你看明亮的晨星，它也是发光的。
And so this bright and morning star shines light.
那我们今天跟随耶稣，也是要成为见证，成为世上的光啊，世上的盐。
And in following Jesus Christ, we ourselves need to become the light of the world and the salt of the world.
那现在他在以赛亚书里面，这个描述要告诉我们什么道理
？And so this message in Isaiah, what is it trying to teach us?
我们现在如果从属灵的角度来看，他所描述的 这一不是一般的事能够做得到的，就是它不是在指地面上的任何一个人。
And from a spiritual, this is, if we look at it from a spiritual, we look at it from a spiritual perspective, because this is not something that a person on earth can do.
看十四章的第十三节。
If we look at chapter 14, verse 13.
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
And 13, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
看这一连串五个主词都是我我我。
And so these repeatedly says I.
所以是看到说，这一个明亮的星啊，内心是充满骄傲的。
And we can see that this morning star is filled with pride.
真的是梦中无神的。
And that had no God in his heart.
哦，那所以这个很骄傲的，虽然很有荣耀啊，很美丽，但是他很骄傲。最后第十五节说：“你必坠落阴间，遭坑中极深之处。”
Even it was so glorious, but because of the pride, in verse 15 it says, "You shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit."
如果对照看以西结书二十八章，我们就看到，他就是圣经留下给我们的一些线索，有关于这个魔鬼撒旦他的本质，他的那个属性。
And if we compare it to Ezekiel chapter 28, we're able to see the character of Satan.
圣经里面他并没有告诉我们这个天使跟撒旦的来历的。
And so, and the Bible does not tell us the origin of Satan.
也就是说，因为这个是一个灵界的奥秘，这是神的范畴。
Because this is a spiritual mystery that is God is in God's word.
对我们世人来说，这是神刻意要隐藏的事。
And for us, it is something that God has hidden from us.
神并没有在圣经里面给我们留下一个很明确的说明说他是怎么来的，这个魔鬼撒旦怎么来的。
And so God doesn't give us a very clear answer in the Bible as to where Satan came from.
但是我们知道他是受造的。
But we know that Satan was created.
因为唯独神，这个独一的神才是造物者。
Because only the one true God can be the creator.
没有任何一个可以跟他并肩同等的。
No one can be at the same level as he is.
所以圣经他告诉我们的，就是要我们要注意，魔鬼撒旦他去作为，让我们失落救恩，他提出我们要警醒。
And so this this brings up is how we need to be alert in the face from example of Satan.
因为我们信仰这个本来就是一种属灵的征战。
Because our spiritual life is a battle, spiritual battle.
我们不要被这个跟神抵挡的这个恶魔迷惑了。
And so we cannot be deceived by this spiritual enemy of God.
所以圣经给我们留下一些线索，这个撒旦是怎么一回事。
And so the Bible shows us tells us about Satan.
那因为所以在圣经我们就看到一些线索，以赛亚书十四章就是其中一段。
And so Isaiah chapter 14 is one section.
那我们如果看这个魔鬼撒旦的这个本质啊。
And if we look at the character of Satan,
约翰一书第三章说
，In First John chapter 3,
约翰一书第三章第八节
，First John chapter 3 verse 8,
从第七节开始
，Starting from verse 7,
小子啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Verse 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
第八节说，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy God, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
那这个特别提出说，这个魔鬼从起初就犯罪。
And so here it says that the devil has sinned from the beginning.
从起初就犯罪，表示他有一个开头。
Meaning that he had a from the beginning means that he had a beginning.
那所以其实这是我们从圣经里面看到那个，从以赛亚书看到，就这个那个撒旦他心里面是何等的高傲。
And so from the Bible we can see how arrogant Satan was.
所以犯罪其实是从骄傲来的。
And his sin came from his pride.
从一开头他就想要跟神同等。
In the beginning, he wanted to be like God.
那这个在神面前就是一个很大的罪。
And in front of God, this is a great sin.
因为他忘记他自己的身份。
Because he has forgotten his status.
所以他的犯罪，他的犯本身犯罪，他现在接下去也就是要让神所爱的人犯罪，违背神的话。
And so because he had sinned, he wants the people of God to also fall.
所以你看，今天主耶稣基督来，他就是要告诉我们，他是要怎么样来除灭魔鬼的作为。
And so when Jesus Christ comes, it is so that he can show us how to go against the works of Satan.
那我们今天成为主的门徒，我们效法主耶稣基督，也可以除灭魔鬼的作为。
And so today, since we are now have been cleansed, and we can also destroy the works of the devil.
我们就不会是一个犯罪的人。
So we will no longer be a sinner.
因为他第八节就说，犯罪是属魔鬼的。
Because in verse 8 it says, he who sins is of the devil.
也就是说，不遵守神的话语的，违抗神命令的，就是犯罪的。
So those who do not keep the words of God or are disobedient to the word of God, these are people who sin.
那不顺服神的，最后就成为魔鬼的儿子。
And those who are not submissive to the Lord become sons of the devil.
那我们要顺服神，是在我们的生活里面实际把道理行出来的。
And so in order for us to be obedient to God, we need to live out the word.
所以主耶稣他是义的，他是义者。
So Jesus Christ is righteous.
没有罪的，他是。真的是告诉给我们一个榜样，什么叫做神的爱子。
And he is without son, and he is beloved son of God. He gives us an example.
我们现在要像主耶稣一样，把这个义行出来。
That we have to be like Jesus Christ to live out this righteousness.
所以行义的才是义人哦，正如主是义的一样。
Because only those who practice righteousness is righteous, just as how Jesus Christ is righteous.
所以我们要实际的去把我们所听的道理应用在我们的生活当中。
So we need to use what we have heard, the messages that we have heard, and apply it in our life.
从魔鬼犯罪来看哈。
From the sin, how Satan has sinned.
他就是违抗神的命令。
He has gone against the command of God.
那他也是要引诱人去违抗神命令。
And he also wants entice man to disobey the command of God.
所以我们今天凡从神生的，约翰一书三章的第九节说，凡从神的就不会再犯罪了。
And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 tells us that whoever has been born of God does not sin.
因为神的道理存在他的心里。
For his seed remains in him.
他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
And he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
所以我们今天真的是从主耶稣基督的宝血里面被赦罪重生之后，我们就不再继续犯罪了。
Today we have been baptized through the blood of Jesus Christ, so we should no longer sin anymore.
因为我们是属光明的国度了，我们不再属魔鬼。
Because we are part of the kingdom of light and no longer are under the power of Satan.
所以魔鬼的本质就是犯罪的。
And so Satan's nature is to sin.
所以我们就看到一些犯罪的人，他最后那个罪会。会越来越大，就是他的恶会越来越深。
And so we see people who sin that their sins get greater and greater and deeper and deeper.
那魔鬼他这个犯罪的这个本质，他最后也是要去迷惑世人，跟他一起犯罪。
And so for the devil, his nature of sinning is also to entice others to sin with him.
所以启示录第十二章啊。
In Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第九节、啊。
Verse 9.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去了。
9. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
如果第十节继续，我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。”因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
10. Then I heard a voice in heaven saying, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.
你看他这里 就看到、第九节就提到这个魔鬼是迷惑普天下人。
And here in verse 9 says that the Satan is the one who deceives the whole world.
他迷惑普天下的众民是有他的手段哦。他是用他的思想，用他的作为，然后迎合人的心意，人就搞不清楚什么是对，什么是错。
And he has methods into deceive the whole world using his thoughts and his actions, to deceive the people of the earth so that they do not know what is right and wrong.
那他又是怎样？第十节说，他又是会昼夜控告那属神的人的。
And he also accuses those who are before, are of God.
那可是主耶稣基督的国度。他的能力权柄已经来到了。 在我们当中显现。
However, the kingdom of our God, of Jesus Christ, is already among us.
我们现在要胜过他。
We have to be overcome him.
第十一节特别提到说，我们是弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽自己死，也不爱惜生命。
Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
所以在基督耶稣里面，我们有主耶稣羔羊那个宝血的这个洁净啊。
And in,
我们在神面前是被称义的义人。
So in through Jesus Christ's blood, then we have been cleansed. So before God, we are righteous.
那我们呢，又有主耶稣所留给我们这个真理的道。
And we also have this word that Jesus Christ has left for us.
我们如果能够很用心的去查考明白神的道理。
And if we use really diligently and study and understand His word,
我们就能够胜过魔鬼。
Then we'll be able to overcome Satan.
我们当然就不会步他的后尘，成为明亮明亮之星，早晨之最后坠落。
And we won't be like the Lucifer, the son of morning star, who falls down from heaven.
那魔鬼，所以他的本质就是要迷惑人，他就是会很狡猾的用很多的诡计，让我们的心开始会有不同的追求。
And so Satan's nature is to deceive. So he wants to deceive us to change our hearts so that we do not longer pursue.
所以其实魔鬼他也是有能力，他也知道要怎么样去迎合人的心呢。
And so Satan also has power in that he knows how to win the hearts.
他也知道怎么伪装他自己啊。
And he also knows how to disguise himself.
所以哥林多后书第十一章啊。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
就告诉我们说这个诡诈就是魔鬼的这个属性。
That Satan is deceptive.
哥林多后书第十一章的第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
我只怕你们的心或偏离邪，失去那像基督所存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
3. But I fear lest somehow as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
所以你看那个始祖犯罪的时候真的是被那个蛇骗去的。
And so Eve was deceived by the serpent.
所以他会用诡诈来诱惑人来违背神的命令。
And using his craftiness, he will deceive man to disobey God.
那所以他就是跟神敌对的，就是专门去更改神的话语的。
So he is an enemy of God and one that changes God's words.
所以你看那个魔鬼也会化作光明的天使啊。
And so Satan can also disguise himself as an angel of light.
你看第十一章的第十四节啊。
Look at chapter 11 verse 14.
因为撒旦也会装作光明的天使嘛。
For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
然后他的差役也会装作人力的差役，这也就不算稀奇了。
And he's able to transform himself into ministers of righteousness.
但是说他们的结局就必然照他们的行为，就是他们最后就是被摔到地上，坠落阴间。
However, their end will be according to their works, which is to be cast down into hell.
所以你看这个魔鬼撒旦，他基本上圣经描述他就是那个黑暗世界的王这样。
And so we know Satan is described in the Bible as the ruler of the darkness.
那他其实最主要的根源就是他里面那个骄傲的心智。
And his very center of his being is his arrogant nature.
我们如果看回来以赛亚书第十四章。
If we turn back to Isaiah chapter 14.
第十三节跟第十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
他这个这里就是他一开头的那个罪。这是我们要很小心的。
And this is the very beginning of his sin.
他说我要升到天上。
I will ascend into heaven.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
所以他希望他能够占据神的宝座，他能够进到神的住处，就是天上的。
And he hopes to be enter into in the throne of God to be in the stars.
他认为他有一个宝座。
He felt that he had a throne.
我的宝座要在神众星以上。
And that his throne has to be above the stars of God.
也就是说，他渴望能够统管所有的这个灵界的。
And so he had hoped to rule over all of this spiritual realm.
他有一个很大的野心。
And he had a very great ambition.
所以第十四节说我要升到高云之上。
Saying that I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要与至上者同等。
I'll be like the most high.
所以这个就是这个最可怕的地方了。
This is the most scariest part.
当人的心很 很骄傲的自以为能够跟神同等的时候。
And when a person's heart is very arrogant, thinking that that they can be like God.
他什么事情都可以做出来了。
Anything they want to do.
那这样的人，他也可以很积极追求。
And this type of person can also be very urgent.
看到这个人，哇，他也有很多好处哦。
Because he sees that all the good that is there.
因为一个很积极、很有野心的人，他事实上是也是很殷勤的要达到目标。
And because this person can be very urgent to achieve their goals.
有野心的人，他的生活他一定是很会利用时间的。
And so for a person who is very ambitious and really knows how to use their time.
有时候我们如果没有什么目标，我们生活就是这样随便过，反正一天过一天。
Because if we do not have a goal, we might just live our life just stay.
可是如果我们有目标，那我们生活就会好的规划安排。
If we have a goal, then we will organize and plan our life.
但是重要的是我们的心放在哪里。
But the important thing is where we place our heart.
这里我们就看到，当一个人他自高自大、目中无神的时候
，So when a person is arrogant,
甚至想要跟神一样
，and that they want to be like God.
啊，他这个时候你就看到他的言行举止都跟一般人不同了。
And you'll see that their actions is different from other people.
所以我们如果从这个观点看到这个骄傲的本质哈。
And so from this we can see the nature of pride.
出于骄傲之后，你看他现在魔鬼的工作是什么呢
？And when a person when the Satan becomes proud, you can see what his work is.
魔鬼的工作是要去引诱那属神的人。
And his work is to deceive the people of God.
我们要小心，因为他抵挡神呢。
Because he is an enemy of God.
但是他没有办法真的去跟神对抗的。
But he's not able to truly go against.
但是魔鬼可以来欺骗人啊。
But Satan's able to deceive man.
特别是那些神所爱的人。
Especially those that God loves.
今天我们每一个都是主所爱的百姓。
And today, we are all people beloved by God.
他就是要来去引诱这些属神的人。
And so he wants to entice and deceive these people
of God. 如果看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
We look at 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
这里，你看，当时候在教会里面有一些那个假师傅传异端的人。
And at the time in the church, there were false teachers.
他们当时候是跟使徒对抗的。
They were going against the apostles.
第三章的第五节，为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的，到底是诱惑了你们，叫我们劳苦归于徒然。
Chapter 3, verse 5. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain.
所以你看，这个魔鬼他迷惑人，他就是有时候他是会借着人呢、啊。
And so sometimes
被他利用人来。抵挡神的工作了。
And so sometimes Satan will use man to deceive the people.
那他会迷惑我们的眼目呢
？To go against the work of God and to deceive our eyes.
我们是看不清楚什么是正确的。
So we'll be unable to see what is the right way.
哥林多后书第四章啊。
Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
你看他蒙蔽那些福音的真理，不会进入人的心里去。
And so he covers the eyes of man so that the gospel will not enter into their hearts.
哥林多后书第四章的第三节说。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 says.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
第四节说，这等不信的人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。啊，基督本是神的像。
For whose minds this God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
所以现在你看魔鬼他的工作，他需要蒙蔽我们的眼睛，让我们看不到真理亮光。因为真的话一打开就有亮光，他把我们的眼睛盖起来，你就看不到，不知道什么是对的。
And so the work of Satan is to cover as to veil the eyes so they are unable to see the light of Jesus Christ. Because when your eyes are covered, you're unable to see the light.
哦，现在主耶稣基督是黑暗里的光，是要来照亮我们这个内心的，要让我们的内心改变的。
So Jesus Christ is the light, and He is trying to shine into our hearts so we can change.
如果基督的福音的光没办法照进来，我们就看不到我们的缺点，我们就不会认罪。
But if Jesus Christ's light is unable to shine into us, then we'll be unable to see our own sins.
那魔鬼就是要弄瞎人的心眼。
And so the devil wants to veil the heart.
就让这个福音哦没有办法传递了，没办法让人看不到福音的好处了。
So the people aren't able to see the good in the gospel.
所以这个魔鬼的工作通常都是从人的心下手的。
And so the work
我们要小心。
So the work of Satan usually comes from the hands of man.
那我们就算 看到真理之后
even though we see the truth,、
哦、我们现在如果眼睛打开了
if our eyes have been opened,
好了我们现在听到福音了我们 也读圣经我们知道什么是对的
and we have heard the gospel and we have read the Bible and know what is the right way
魔鬼也不会就这样罢手
and Satan will not just give up like that
他还可能 从我们的心里面把这个道理夺走
He might even take away the message that is in our hearts.
当我们听到的时候，我们可能相信 ，Yes， 这个就是真理。
So sometimes you may hear it and know that this is the truth.
但是可能过一段时间就发现说，咦，好像不是这样子哦。
But after some
开始怀疑了。
After a period of time, you might feel that oh, this is not so, and then you begin to doubt.
所以魔鬼的工作无时不刻的。
And so the work of Satan is unending.
如果我们看马可福音第四章
，Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻的时候。
And when Jesus Christ is talking about the parable of the sower,
神的道理就放在那个人的心里面去。
That the word of God is placed into the heart of man.
那魔鬼的就来把它夺走了。
But then Satan will come to take it away.
所以马可福音第四章的第十五节啊。
Mark chapter 4, verse 15.
那撒在路旁的，就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来哦，就把撒在他心里的道夺了去。
15. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown.When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts.
所以他会进入人的心，把人的心夺道理夺去。
And so they will come in. He will come into the heart to take away the word.
那我们要怎么样让魔鬼夺不走我们的这个道理
？So what do we need to do so that Satan will not take away the word?
我们听了之后一定要行出来。
Mean that when we hear it, we need to put it into action.
所以这个道理不能够只是知识性的。
So that our the gospel cannot just be in
knowledge. 因为知识性的道理有时候会我们会产生疑惑。
Because if it is only knowledge, then we will have developed
doubt. 所以当我们有时候听道理没在行道的时候，很危险。
So if we only hear, but we do not do, then it's very dangerous.
我们有时候越听哈，会觉得说我们这个知识很多，就开始有很多的意见。
And so sometimes when we have a lot of knowledge, we may feel that we have an all knowledge, and then we begin to have a lot of opinions.
当可以都可以当那个讲道的那个裁判员呢。
And you can even feel that you can.Evaluate the sermon speaker saying that this one speaks well and this one does not.
这些知识并不会真的帮助我们信仰成长。
But this knowledge will not really help us to grow in our faith.
除非我们去做。
Unless we do it.
因为当我们去做的时候
，Because when we put it into
action, 这个神的道就成为脚前的灯，路上的光。
Then the word of God becomes a lamp to our feet, and our light to our path.
我们道理行到哪里，我们就了解到哪里。
Then how we put the word into action, that is how much we understand.
所以这个道理就进入我们的内心，就不会被夺走。
And so the word is able to enter into our inner hearts, so that it will not be taken away.
当我们愿意行的时候，表示我们的心是顺服的。我们就是一个有一个温柔的心地，让那个道理成长。
When we're able to put it into action, then it is like our heart is having a fertile ground that allows it to grow.
那我们知道最后这个魔鬼是被从天上坠落，是被神撇弃，进入永远的死亡里面的。
And we know that Satan, after he has fallen, he will in the end be destroyed.
所以其实最后主耶稣是得胜的。
So in the end, Jesus Christ will be victorious.
所以其实魔鬼最后是进入那个硫磺的火屋里面，永远的死亡。就是地狱
and Satan in the end will enter into hell and for eternal death.
那是在启示录第二十章
This is in Revelation chapter 20.
其实真的抵挡神最后的结局是这样子的
And this is the end of the enemy of God.
启示录二十章的第二十章哈，二十章我们看第十节
Revelation chapter 20 verse 10
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里就是兽和假先知所在的地方他们必昼夜受痛苦直到永远永远
10 The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever
这是他最后的结局
This is the
永远的不会改变的
And this will not change
那所以我们今天就看到了这个神最后一定得胜
We know that in the endGod will be victorious.
好了，那我们现在在世上这段生活，我们一定要警醒。
And so for us who are living in this world, we need to be alert.
我们要怎么样防备魔鬼的迷惑？他要试着要弄瞎我们的心眼，要把我们的道理夺走呢
？Then how do we defend against Satan who wants to steal the word from our hearts?
如果我们看雅各书第四章
，If we look at James chapter 4,
雅各书第四章
，James chapter 4,
第四章第七节说
，James chapter 4 verse 7,
你们要顺服神。勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
所以顺服神很重要的。
So it's very important to submit to God.
顺服神意思是说我们愿意听从神的命令。
Submitting to God, meaning that you're willing to listen to the commandments of God.
神说什么，我们做什么。
what God says we do.
对神的话语，我们不会增添，不会删减。
And so towards the word of God, we will be faithful to it.
所以顺服神其实也就是说我们愿意更亲近神呢。
And so to submit to God, meaning that we are willing to draw closer to Him.
因为我们亲近神的时候，其实神的话语，神的那个原则我们都很清楚，我们就愿意照着他走。
As we draw closer to God, then we are more willing to do His work.
所以让我们一起来顺服神。
So let us submit to God together.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
第九节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 9
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Verse 9 Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
第八节这里说魔鬼像火叫的狮子。
In verse 8 it says that the devil walks about like a roaring lion.
魔鬼是谁呢？他是我们的仇敌啊。
So the devil is our adversary.
他说所以我们要谨守警醒。
So we need to resist him and be steadfast.
要知道魔鬼随时在找机会攻击。
Need to know that Satan is always there watching.
他是我们的仇敌，他不会是我们的朋友，一定要注意。
He is our enemy, he's not our friend.
但是他会伪装，所以我们要警醒，要分辨。
But he will disguise himself, so we need to be able to discern.
那这个时候第九节接下来就说用坚固的信心抵挡他。
And in verse 9 it says that we need to resist him through a steadfast in faith.
那我们用要有坚固的信心呢，要一定要祷告。
To have a steadfast faith means that we have to pray.
我们要很相信主耶稣的话语。
That meaning that we need to truly believe in the words of Jesus Christ.
特别是在这个末世的时代，魔鬼的工作有时候很细腻。
And especially in this end time, the work of Satan sometimes.
我们要时常借着神的话，让我们自己警醒。
So we need to use the word of God to help us to be alert.
所以主耶稣啊，他要被抓去以前，他特别。跟门徒这样子提醒。
And when Jesus Christ is about to be taken,
这其实也就是彼得他这里说要谨守警醒的最开始的源头，主耶稣是这样讲的。
The very beginning of why Peter would say be sober and be vigilant, because it begins with Jesus Christ.
马太福音第二十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音第二十六章第四十一节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 41.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
41, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
让我们时常警醒祷告。
So let us always be watchful and pray.
所以我们就不会落入试探里面，我们也不会被魔鬼迷惑。
So that we will not enter into temptation and that we will not be deceived by Satan.
我们如果愿意顺服神，我们在看真理的时候，见真理打开就发出亮光，就让我们看到我们自己的缺点，我们也从真理里面得到力量，我们一定可以行出义来。
When we submit to God, then it will be like a light in our hearts to show us our sins so that we can walk on the right path.
好，所以我们一起来这样子警醒能够来守住神的道理。
So let us be alert so that we are able to keep the word of God.
我们能够真的在神面前成为义人。
So that we can truly become righteous.
那义人就是有福的。
And so in the righteous will be blessed.
那个福气是永生的福气。
And this blessing is eternal.
跟魔鬼最后要受的永远的刑罚是相对比的。
And it's a complete contrast to the eternal condemnation that is in store for Satan.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing hymn.
230首。
230.